to go after the 12 grand John Stoltenberg owes me for the 6 sculpted metal rail panels I made him. Funny how it always seems to be the ones with the most money who are slowest to pay. I worked on those panels for close to 3 months, and they've already been installed in the investment banker's new custom home. I make a quick call to his office on my way back to work to remind him. His assistant promises me she'll personally make sure the money is transferred to my account. I sure hope so. Friday nights are busy at the Backyard Edge, even more so with Sophia gone for 2 weeks. Sophia is the restaurant's manager and has taken her first vacation since the birth of the twins. She's married to Tse, one of the Arrow's Edge MC members, and has 3 kids, 17-year-old Ravi and 3-year-old twins Ella and Wyatt. Tse's club owns the Backyard Edge. The family is in Arizona visiting Sophia's parents, and I'm covering for her while they're away. But it means added responsibilities I don't exactly consider fun. I'd much rather stick to tending bar. I can handle the occasional pain-in-the-ass customer, but don't have Sophia's gentle touch and endless patience when it comes to dealing with staff. Right now, that means figuring out what the fuck Fred is up to, marching around the restaurant with a plate of fried chicken and yelling at the customers. The guy was Sophia's last hire, and I'm still not sure what the hell to make of him. He's supposed to have many years of experience waiting tables, and according to Sophia, comes with high recommendations. I'm starting to wonder if those previous employers weren't simply eager to get rid of him when they gave him the high praise. Fred is probably in his 50s, abrasive with both customers and the rest of us, and is plain weird. I'm the last person to judge by appearances. Hell, with tattoos all over my body, I probably look like a freak to some, but this guy takes strange to a whole new level. Judging by his unnatural orange tan, he takes beta-carotene supplements by the fistfuls, and I'm positive those ink-black sideburns and disturbingly bushy eyebrows were drawn on his face by a 5-year-old gone rogue with a black Sharpie. The man draws attention on a good day, but right now, he appears to be having a meltdown over a plate of chicken no one seems to remember ordering. Fred! I call out to get his attention when he heads back to the loud bachelor party taking up 3 tables at the front of the restaurant. These guys have been a rowdy bunch since they walked in 2 hours ago. They only placed their dinner orders 20 minutes ago, after repeated prompting on our part, but they've been drinking the whole time. Most nights, especially on the weekends, one of the Arrow's Edge brothers will be sitting at the bar. The sight of a rough-looking biker is usually enough to deter any trouble. Of course, tonight would be the one night the stool at the bar stays empty, so I've been watching the group like a hawk, waiting for a sign things are getting out of hand. Fucking Fred. The last thing I need is the trouble I can see coming a mile away. I grab the leather slapjack and hustle out from behind the bar when I see Fred slam the plate down on the middle of the 3 tables. A piece of chicken bounces up, hitting one of the guys in the chest. He jumps to his feet and swings around on Fred, towering over the 5'6" waiter. I reach the table just as the offended party grabs Fred by the front of his turtleneck and hauls back his other fist. Enough! I bark, forcefully shoving my waiter out of the line of fire. Of course, that places me squarely in it, and I try to duck out of the way, swinging the slapjack to ward off the approaching fist. His knuckles graze my cheekbone the instant before my weapon hits his arm. Shit! That's going to leave a mark. Judging from the guy's curses, though, I'm not the only one who got hurt. All over a goddamn plate of chicken.
Hold on. I scraped the remains of dinner off the last of the plates and handed it to Shyla, who was loading the industrial-sized dishwasher.
That it?
He asks. I take a glance around the kitchen, normally Lisa's domain. She's married to Brick, one of my brothers, and looks after the clubhouse. She was feeling under the weather this afternoon, and Brick whisked her off to the cottage at the back of the compound where they live with their 3 grandkids. I assured her Shyla and I would take care of dinner and clean up.